You've been there a million times too. You've been in some setting and you're thinking to yourself, I wish I could take pictures with my eyes. I wish people could see this, you know. You can't possibly describe, and a still photograph will never do it justice. You're sitting there behind a waterfall and looking at a moon, you know, you've gotten yourself in that position.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah,
and you just think, God, I would just wish I could just take a film with my eyes.
It's a simple idea, but one rich with possibilities. And if you, like Jeff Stiles and his buddies, like spending weekends in the wild with your camera, they want to give you, too, the opportunity to share what you've seen. This is the second year for this festival within a festival. This year may be a tad more organized than last year, but truly the accent remains on spontaneity.
Last year was truly thrown together. One of the reasons we did it was to prove to people that you could do an arts event without having to think too much about it. I was reading the Sunday paper, and some friends of mine were doing the North Chick. It was one of those great days. It had been raining. It cleared up, and so it was all flooded, and so all the creek boaters were out, and three friends of mine called me, and they were all excited. And they were, man, dude, we've been talking about this forever. When are we going to get down there, you know, show our movies, you know? Oh, dude, man, we just had a hell of a run and all this stuff. And I literally was looking. I said, you know what? Here, we have a deadline. I'm looking at this thing. I said, we can just jump in on this arts festival, and their deadline will be our deadline. So we actually became the first event for the Spark Arts Festival, and we picked a Thursday because we thought nothing would be going on. And it gave us about 3 weeks to get it together. And there were about 12 people, and we just really just asked people that had already shot stuff and put it together to submit it, and we ended up with a lot more than we thought we would. And it was almost 2 hours of decent video. Some of them were excellent.
3-minute films.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes or less. And that's what it boils down to.
What are the parameters on what you can and can't shoot?
It is 3 minutes or less, high def, and it has to be in the outdoors or about the outdoors and your love of the outdoors. I mean, it started with Extreme Sports because they're the ones that really got into the whole GoPro phenomenon, and that's a brand name. You can shoot a Sony, a Contour, or whatever. Your phone, if you shoot it horizontally, you know, it doesn't make any difference. But they were the ones that got into it. But we didn't want to exclude everybody else. I mean, so that's the reason that little, you know, tagline from the serene to the extreme. If what you do is float down the Sequatchie, if you just lay in a hammock and read, if that's your favorite place in the world, we got lots of people and their dogs. I mean, wildflower, bird watching, whatever you do in the outdoors. That's pretty much it. We're saying 100-mile radius, about an hour and a half drive. Somebody called up immediately and said, what about the Nantahala? Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's outside of that, but I mean, that's our backyard, you know, if you're a paddler.
Ideally, they would like the film to already be in digital form on the web in a compressed file you can send them easily via email.
We're asking them to actually have it on Vimeo or a page of that sort, so it's already been rendered and we can just grab it. That's it. We just don't want to get into doing production. So I could shoot 5 seconds on my GoPro and try to send it to you in an email and it would never go through. It is a tremendous amount of information. But once you render it and compress it and turn it into a movie, I could send you an hour long. You know, it's just, boop, it just goes right through.
But if you don't have access to the web or you simply don't have time, they will accept hard copies.
If it's on a flash drive or a DVD, you can take it to L2 Boards, Rock Creek Outfitters, or Mellow Mushroom down on Broad Street. And that's where the party is. More often than not, though, it will be people that have already put together or are putting together a little movie for this event. And they will go to a website like Vimeo, and then they just send us the address and we go get it. And when you go to thelocalheroproject.com, thelocalheroproject.com, it just has a couple of prompts, and you put the address on there, and literally somebody just goes and just grabs it and brings it in.
The plan is to show all the films in Mellow Mushroom on Broad Street. They did the same thing last year, and it turned out to be the ideal location.
There's this great long rectangular room, you know, it's got a big screen, but all the monitors in the restaurant will be on that night, and they'll be showing the loop. And the loop that I refer to, it'll be all the videos divided up into just little groups of 5 to 7. Again, that's about how much information you can get onto a disc or most formats, and they'll put it in one great big running thing. Once it starts, it just goes. If it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, and last time I think we had 7 sets of like 4 or 5 videos apiece, I would be very happy to have the same. I think they'll just be better quality. and we'll have little videos in between, little commercials for some of the people that have worked with us, the TVCC, the Tennessee Valley Canoe Club, the Southeastern Climbers Association. They've produced videos for themselves, and so that'll be our commercials, I guess.
Right, the infomercials
sure.
by the sound of it.
Telling people
about what they do.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's what we want to do, because this thing really is kind of a grassroots up thing. I mean, it's three crazy paddlers who call the guy who happens to have the deadline. You know, and our personality types, you can talk about all day long, but I think the T-type personalities, the thrill seekers, they need a deadline.
Every video submitted by the due date, which is this Thursday, March 13th, will be shown in the festival. But there'll also be a panel of judges, and they'll be looking for a few winners.
Bobby Stone, formerly of Atomic Films, and then Jody Cox, who was at Channel 3 for years and years doing their production. Roger Vaughn, who's the creative director over at the Johnson Group. And one of the two Emmy Award producers they have at WTCI, Channel 45. And I'm not sure which one, to be frank. And I don't know the parameters, and I don't care. I'm not going to compete.
So what's the prize? What are they competing for?
A bunch of little stuff instead of one big thing, just a big grab bag. The same kind of thing that we put together just for door prizes last year, we'll just triple up on it and skim them off the top, you know.
So you just wanted to recognize a couple of people for particularly good films.
This is bragging rights.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. Yeah. It's bragging rights at this point. I mean, we had zero budget last year, so this year we have zero budget. Now, we kind of worked a few things out. TVCC gave us a donation. The CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, they use Atomic Films for all the stuff that they shoot that goes out of town. And so they see this as an opportunity to get remarkable high-def footage of all the outdoor stuff that you can do in Chattanooga that you cannot do anywhere else. I mean, they'll have a library that no other city has.
As one of the organizers of the Mini Film Festival, Jeff Stiles embodies the thrill-seeking spirit that inspired it. These days, he can be found in the precious minutes when he's not working, riding his skateboard. Well, he calls it a longboard. It has straps for both his feet and four rubber pneumatic tires.
I've hit 40, 45 miles an hour, and it doesn't wobble. I mean, they're bad. My entry this year, I've got three I'm going to enter. The only one that's actually entered is two solid minutes of carnage. It's just absolute carnage. It's just me wiping out again and again and again. So, yay for me, you know.
If you've got a video you want to submit, 3 minutes or less, the deadline is Thursday, March 13th. The videos will all be shown on Thursday, March 20th. Details are on the website, thelocalheroproject.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.